Okay, so we're going to start in Psalm 48. We're going to be in Psalms for a little bit. And this morning, the topic of what I'd like to share is that we should be ever mindful of the goodness of God. Ever mindful of the goodness of God. And we just heard this in Manifestations, that God is continually with us. In verse 14 of chapter 48, we read, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Certainly as born-again ones with the Spirit of God in us, this is the actuality that we can never lose. Spirit is incredible. That God is with us. He's our guide even unto death. All the way, all of our lives, He's our guide. And in Psalm 20, verse 7, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." We will remember the name of the Lord Jehovah, God in relationship to that which He has created, the God Jehovah who will be, the Lord Jehovah rather, who will be what He needs to be for His people. He will supply whatever. And the Lord God, Elohim, the Creator. We're to remember Him. And we're to remember His name. Well, what's in a name? A whole lot. Like if I say Donnie Maiolo, well, he's a believer, he's a husband, he's a father, he's a brother, he's a son, he's a friend, he does a car thing. Those are just some things associated with his name. Just a couple things. Doesn't include all the wonderful things he's done throughout his life, on and on and on. But those things are associated with his name. We're to remember the name of the Lord our God. And it's not just, you know, we'll get the sense that it's not just once in a while we remember the name of the Lord our God. We're to keep His greatness in our minds. We're to be ever mindful of it. A few things about our God. Let's look at, about His goodness. Let's look at Psalm 86. Verse 5, "For Thou, Lord, art good," and good is an excellence of its own kind, that He's good. You know, we know that God is benevolent. It's His kind of good, not what we determine is good. He's good, good, better than we could ever come up with. "For Thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous," or abounding, "in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee." Verse 7, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon Thee, for Thou wilt answer me." Verse 8, "Among the gods there is none like unto Thee, O Lord, neither are there any works that are like unto Thy works." Verse 10, "For Thou art great and does wondrous things. Thou art alone, art God alone." Verse 13, "For great is Thy mercy toward me, and Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell." And verse 15, "But Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." So let's go over those just in this section. It says God is good. It's an excellence of its own kind. He's ready to forgive. He's abounding in mercy. When we call Him, He answers. Call unto Him. He works, His works are like none other. He is full of compassion. He's gracious. He's slow to anger, long-suffering. He's abounding in mercy and abounding in truth. He is great. He does wondrous things. He's great in magnitude and intent. That's what that means in verse 10, where it says God, that He's great in magnitude and in intent. And He does wondrous, marvelous, extraordinary things. Wondrous, marvelous, extraordinary things. He's merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and again, abounding in mercy. We'll see in Psalm 103. Let's look there. Mercy comes up a lot. Very thankful for that. Psalm 103. And of course, this psalm is loaded. with things about God and how wonderful and how good he is. Or just look a little bit. Verse 8. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and again, abounding in mercy. Verse 3, go back a few verses. He forgives all our iniquities, all thine iniquities, and who heals all thy diseases. All of them. That's a good God. 147, Psalm 147. Verse 3. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Think what a picture you get, like of a mom putting a band-aid on a kid, or especially a dad. Like, moms tend to rip the band-aids off and get the pain over with. Like, let's get that off there quick and put a new one on. Dads are like, oh, very tender, very. Maybe moms are. I'm pretty rough with the band-aids. But the point is, he binds up their wounds. And, you know, the whole thing about shepherds and God's word comes to mind about how the shepherd would bind the sheep and take care of them and nurture and strengthen the one that was hurt. Well, came to my mind is this verse in Psalm 34 regarding how he heals the brokenhearted and binds up wounds. And I'll just read it to you. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and save such as be of a contrite spirit or contrite spirit. He's nigh, he's near, and it means in place, in time, and in relationship. God is nigh, he's close. He's not just here. He's always has been. In our administration, he's in us, and in relationship, he's close. So God is close to them that be of a broken, a wrecked or a crushed heart, a broken heart, wrecked or crushed heart. And he delivers, he saves such as be of a contrite spirit. And contrite means dust or destruction of life. The spirit is the life, breath, life there. So it's he is a healer of those that are just destitute. And that's where we were before we were born again. And sometimes our thoughts become destitute, even now. Yet he is still close, he's right with us, in time, in relationship, in place. And he can take our crushed hearts, our wrecked hearts, and deliver our completely demolished lives, if we get to that point. So he's ever present like that, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And that, what a good God. Because he wouldn't have to be. He could say, hey, I'm God. I gave you the plan. Do it. You got a problem with that? But he doesn't. He helps us along in the things. Just, you know, just amazing. Isaiah 41. Here's a promise he gave to Israel. I'm going the wrong way. 41. And in verse 10, he says, fear not. We heard that in Manifestations. Verse 10, for I am with thee. We just saw that in Psalm 34. He's with them. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What a picture. He upholds us with the right hand of his righteousness. So he says, don't be afraid. I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. What a good God. Psalm 106. One and two. It says, praise ye the Lord, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what? Good. For his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Well, I say we can try. We can start with ourselves. to utter the mighty acts of the Lord over and over, to be ever mindful of his goodness. And we can show forth to other people, and we'll see that in the New Testament, that we're required to do that with each other. We can be ever mindful of his goodness, and we can speak it to ourselves and to others. God's given us eternal life and all the glorious things that go with it. We could list them in our minds in thankfulness and reminding ourselves of his goodness. And Ephesians 5. This is no new news to any of us, but it's something good to remind ourselves of, because God expects us to keep him in the forefront of our thinking. It's supposed to be him first, you know, and Jesus Christ is Lord, and we submit under all that. So it's important to remind ourselves to continue to dwell on God. You know, we remember the old term, practice the presence of God? Mm-hmm. We do that by thinking about him and thinking his words and thinking of his goodness. 5:19 says, that's not right.
It is.
Sorry. Where am I? 5:19. Okay, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We speak to ourselves in psalms, which is a pious song. We just read pious songs in psalms. We speak to ourselves in pious songs and hymns, and to each other. Yourselves includes the whole body. Hymns are a sacred song and praise. So pious song, a sacred song and praise. We're supposed to speak those things, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. We do that with each other and giving thanks in Colossians 3. Again, God tells us to do this. Verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what?
Psalms
and hymns. And spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So it's very important for us to keep that goodness of God in our minds and to speak it to ourselves and to others and to sing to the Lord about it and to be thanked to God about it and to be thankful regarding all these things. In Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, let me ask you, is God true?
Mm-hmm.
Is he honest?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is he just?
Yes.
Is he pure?
Yep.
Is he lovely?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. If you have a good report?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does he have virtue?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is he worthy of praise?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did he originate all these things?
Mm-hmm.
He did. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. We're to think those things. Casey Pillay used to say, if something you're thinking about gives you pain, stop thinking. You know, change our thoughts to God. Be ever mindful of his goodness. He is good all the time, no matter our situation. No matter how we're waiting for an answer from him, no matter what, he's good all the time, period. And deliverance comes as we keep our eyes on him. You see that time and time again in the Word. It says in Ecclesiastes 12, you don't have to turn there, it says, remember now, in verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. You know, before everything starts falling apart. Mm-hmm. Remember thy Creator. Remember. Not don't forget. Remember. Actively call to mind. We're supposed to remember God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to do it while we have the faculties with which to do it. And it's important to God. You know, there's no time like the present, right? Now. The now. Remember now thy Creator. In Psalm 52, I'll just read it to you. we're going to close here because I thought it might be fun after this to just think of a few more things that God's good about. There are a lot of things. I only skimmed it, as you know. But in Psalm 52, it says, "The goodness of God endures continually." That's where, verse 1a. "The goodness of God endures continually." God is good all the time. That's where we get that saying, "The goodness of God endures continually." So let's be ever mindful of His goodness, and that'll be pleasing to Him, and it certainly will be a joy to our hearts and help us to sing through the days. So.